Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners, I'm hoping you guys have had a great week. It's Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, it's June 17th, and it is hot here in Louisiana, tremendously hot. I haven't been out and about too much because I can't take the weather, but I do like the weather here. I'd rather this than being cold all the time. Okay, tonight's show, since I got that out of the way, I know everybody is anxious. We've got a holiday coming up, and we all know what that holiday is, or celebration it is, Father's Day. And I know there's a lot of fathers out there that are really looking forward to that day, which is on a Sunday. Then we may be able to talk about the absent fathers when that time comes. I think both fathers do need a reality check on a lot of stuff that they do, and I think that's what we'll talk about on the next show. Instead of talking about it this week, we'll talk about it next week. If you guys remember, first of all, let me put a little news out. As we know, they're still fighting the oil spill. I don't want to talk too much about that because I understand it, but I don't, and I think it's being talked to death, in other words. So I really don't want to talk about that. But what I want to talk about is events that are coming up in this area in the next week or so. Me and my son sat down, and we were talking about something that we would like to do for the community. It's summertime. And the kids really don't have a lot to do. So we were trying to find something that we could, you know, that everybody can enjoy. And because my nonprofit, which is called Hugs Around the Hearts Corporation, it actually is, my whole mission is to gear toward children, young youth, that have an opportunity to either act, thing, you know, whatever their art or their special gift is, their talent is. So I was thinking that what could we do to get the community to be involved and connect with my, it's not a nonprofit yet, but it is in the works to become a nonprofit. So I thought, I said, okay, let's find something. So my son was telling me about the date, June 27th, which out the blue, I was thinking of what could I do. And he said June 27th, and he explained to me why he picked June 27th. So I was thinking to myself, okay, I say June 27th, and I was like, why can't we do something in the park, you know, because everybody's out on Sunday evenings. Let's see if we can get situated in the park and have things happen, you know, have talent, because he's connected to the community in the park where, you know, there's local talent in the area. So so they're able to, they, you know, he can connect with them and get information to see if they would be interested in doing a free concert. Which kind of really shocked me that he did that. And he did. He connected with some people. So I said, I told him, I said, you know what? We're going to have to do something. I'm going to have to call somebody, Parks and Recreation, somebody, to let them know that we're doing it, because I think that's the only right way to do things. Well, I didn't expect to get almost a month's worth of runaround. And finally today, I was told that after I talked to her for like the second or third time today, that we would probably need a permit to do it, which that's fine. Like I told her before, I just wanted to get the information so I know that we're not doing anything that's going to, you know, violate any ordinances or anything like that, because I know there's a lot of people out in the park, and that was the whole purpose of us doing this, so that, you know, to be aware that there is talent here, and if you're interested in getting involved in it, you know, here we go, you can do it. Here's my number, here's da-da-da-da-da. So this was my way of getting a hold of the community. So after I did all the calling, and finally me and her on the same sheet of music, finally, she said that she would work with me to get the permit next week. My show is next Sunday, so I'm hoping everything works out so that we can do this. Because she was trying to push me into a community center, and I was like, no, it's going to be Sunday in the park. I didn't say Sunday in the community center. I said Sunday in the park. Because the reason why I thought about that was because it reminds me of back in the 70s when I was little, and in our local parks in Albany, New York, we actually had bands, live bands that would play all day long, and we would just stay and just have a good time. And because I was young, I didn't know what they had to do to get it done. I just remember we were doing it, and there was no objections, and we never heard a lot of what went behind the scenes, and, you know, they just didn't talk about it. And my mom was able to do a couple of public events, too, that happened in the park. So I knew that we could do it. And the surprising thing is the idea that she said to me that it's never been done before. And a smile came across my face. You couldn't see the smile. But a smile came across my face. I was like, okay, maybe there's an opportunity that we are setting a precedent for this area. And she said it not once, but she said it several times. So to me, I said, okay, this has to happen. Well, there was another setback right in the midst of me getting all that organized, because I'm used to, you know, communicating, coordinating stuff, the equipment. So we went and we looked for the equipment, how much it's going to cost to do this. And we looked and I researched and I talked to sales agents, and because I just want something that I can take wherever I want to go. I don't want to spend a lot of money on it, and because this is basically coming out of my pocket. And I said, okay, I'm going to continue looking. I'm going to, you know, look deep, you know, go all over the place, research the whole internet. I mean, I've had people call me back and, you know, convincing me I can get this. But I finally found a company, and I'm going to shout that company out. I will come back and tell you if it didn't work. It's called www.123dj.com. And I'm hoping, I said, well, I ordered it this Sunday evening. I said, I hope and pray it can get to me by next Thursday. So my son said, well, Mom, why don't you just call and find out where it's at, because they did send me an email. So I called them to find out when it was shipped. And so far, she said it would either be shipped out tomorrow or Monday on my way here. So hopefully I'll get it in time, and everything will work out. I'm excited because I really didn't expect us to get the positive feedback that we've gotten so far. And I'm hoping everything works out. I kept telling myself we need to watch and see what the weather says so that we, you know, we're not going to get caught in the rain or anything else happens. We want to be able to make sure that we didn't miss something, you know. So I'm learning as I go. I'm writing down and I'm checking off how important all the events and all the transactions that have to take place before you actually organize a music in the park, okay? And my son was saying we can try to do this every year, make it an annual, make this our first, and try to do it every year. Well, I said, I don't know. Let's see how this goes and how everything works out. Then maybe we'll do it every year. You know, things change and we might not be able to do it again. But in the meantime, we have to work through these kinks so that when we attempt to try to do another one, we'll be able to do it. Now, the problem, there's another problem with this situation that I'm having. The other problem that I'm having is the idea that we were told that, you know, if somebody wanted to sell something or two, that, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. So that kind of bothered me because I actually really wanted it to be where people can set up booths or tables and stuff, and people can actually sell and listen to the music at the same time. It's a four-hour event, so it won't be that long that they would be out there. And because I'm not getting the positive feedback on that from the lady who's over Parks and Recreation here, I kind of dropped it, and I'm hoping that maybe in the midst of everything else she's doing that she can kind of kick it over to where I can, you know, do a little bit of that because I have a couple people that would love to set up and sell. And like I said, this is just a trial thing. Hopefully it's successful, and hopefully we can do it again next year, but that's not guaranteed. So let's kind of review on what I just said so that just in case if you want to do it. First of all, you have to plan the event. How do you want to have it? Where do you want to have it at? Those first things. And then also the weather. You have to make sure you have to make sure that the weather is going to be just right, especially if you're going to do it outside. After you do that, you need to see if you need any type of permit in order to do it, especially in a public area. At first, it wasn't a problem until I told her I might need to plug up some stuff. So when I found out that I needed to plug up some things, that's when the whole idea that I'll probably need a permit, and she was going to get in contact with the local police so that they'll know that we're doing this, which that's fine with me. That doesn't bother me. Let's see. I said there are three things you need. One is plan the event, which goes down to what type the event is. What type of event? When is the event? Okay. And if it's an outside event, make sure to check the weather. Those would be the first three things that I would do if I'm going to start an event. Next, I'll do all my calling as far as verifying to see if you need any type of permits. Okay. If I was reserving the inside building, I don't think it would have been such a big deal. But because I'm trying to do this outside, it's going to be, it's a different type of situation. Make sure if you need any types of permits, contact your local parks and recreation office. Hopefully you won't run into the same problems I did. It took a month, almost and a half, because I started talking to this lady way back in May. About the mid-month of May, I started talking to her. So it's been almost going on a month that me and her have been back and forth. I never realized it was going to take this long for a simple little situation in the park. Once you get all that information, make sure you have the right equipment. Make sure you have the right equipment. And when I say right equipment, is I had to go through, i.e., I'm talking about like your sound equipment. If you can do it on a lower scale, I mean, if you're just trying to get a few people to hear it, and whenever you choose the PA systems that you're going to use, make sure you know about how many people you're trying to get the music out to. My worry, that was one of my biggest worries. Whatever equipment that I ordered or purchased, I needed to know that the people will be able to hear the performers. I went to the local pawn shop, and they had a set of speakers that was off the chain. I mean, these are 4,000 watts, okay, huge speakers. But the problem was they went from $799 to $500, which was great. I wasn't complaining about that. But I needed them at a certain time. And I wanted to be guaranteed that I was able to afford them is one thing, and that I could have probably worked out getting the amp and the mix with it, which under that same price was not possible. So that meant that I would have to go around looking for other equipment. Well, this company that I went to, www.123dj.com, they have the whole thing in one package. And it was called, I think it was called Party Base. That's what it was called, Party Base 1. It's got 1,500 watts. According to what it said, it can, let's see, if you get everybody together, I think it was up to 150 people could hear, because that was a thing that I was worried about. The clarity, all of that stuff was important to me because, you know, you don't want to have a whack show on their first day out. And then they're like, oh, okay, I'm not going to come back to this again if they have it next year. So that was something I was worried about. So I said, okay, that's good. And I actually called them and spoke with them. And I'm trying to look forward to something great, and I'm hoping I'm not going to be disappointed because I was telling them, when we get it, we got to make sure we try that sucker out. You know, I have a big yard, so I said we'll hook it up on one end and you holler from the other, and I'll tell you if I can hear you. I want it to be just right. I guess that's what I'm looking for, is that it be just right and everything works like it's supposed to work. Okay? That was very important to me. Making sure everybody's going to be safe. You want safe and security in that area. And I think that's why I need a permit. And not only do I need a permit with that, having security there is, like she said, she's going to contact the police to make sure, you know, to make sure that somebody's there. Security is very important because you don't want to get people to get all you know, whacked out of, you know, getting anything. You want to protect them as well as protect yourself during that time. Okay. So she says she's going to contact them. And like I said, I did it as a four-hour type thing. So when it's over with, you know, you can still jam hard. You still can have a good time and, you know, give out cards because that's a time, too, a networking time. When, you know, if you guys have some business cards, whatever you got, you know, give them out, you know. We want you to give them out, connect with somebody that has their own business or whatever. Also along with that, doing the Hugs Around the Hearts Corporation, dealing with the youth and talent and all that, this is my first go-around. I'm actually doing this because I've been having this corporation. I just never done anything with it. It's just like been sitting dormant for me. I'm having an opportunity now to come out. And one thing about having your own corporation or nonprofit organization is it's big on people need to know you and know what you're about all the time. Well, and I guess this is the antisocial side of me. If it's concerning the public, I have a time when I will, you know, let everyone know what's going on. This is one of the reasons why we're doing this. That's when I'll let you know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. It is a free concert, so I'm not making any money off of it. I will connect with the people I need to when I need to. There are a lot of nonprofits that are in this area that nobody knows about. You just don't know because it's not talked about all the time. Now, we do have websites in every area. Every state should have websites where they have a list of all the nonprofits located in that area. I mean, in whatever area that you live in, your surrounding area. I'm not a nonprofit yet. I'm working on my 501(c) right now. I'm waiting for my all my paperwork to come together, and I'll be certified with that. That's coming on. So I'm just trying to get my name out there so that people will know that we're doing these different things so that when I do my nonprofit and put everything together, these are things I've already done, and it's already part of my packet. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this. Another thing also is because I'm always doing something, you guys. I try to stay as busy as possible. I'm also doing an online store, and it's for plus-size women like me. And I think it's very important for us women to not to just let ourselves go because I see it every day. When you're in the public, you see a lot. And I think some women need to, when you get a certain age, there's certain things you shouldn't wear. This is off the subject of the nonprofit, but it's connected to it in a sense. There's certain things that you shouldn't wear and certain things that you should wear. One thing is a comfortable bra. You need to know what size you wear. I made that mistake a long time ago. And when I realized when I went and had my bra, when I actually had myself measured, I was kind of disappointed because I never realized that I wore that bra size. So when you know what you wear and you wear it properly, your breasts do not sag. Also, a lot of exercise would help out, too, to tighten up your breasts if you do have saggy breasts. Everything is not surgical. I'm going to tell you some stuff we can prevent ourselves if we take care of ourselves better. I want to push this concept that women, we can look nice. And I know there's a lot of plus-size stores and stuff out there, but you guys have to look at the prices of a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is very pricey for women, for plus-size women, simply because it takes more material to make it. Only reason why I know that, because I sew. And it takes more material to make things for us, quote-unquote, plus-size women. So I thought, I came up with the concept where I would have an online store dealing with lingerie, and not only lingerie, regular clothes, jeans, because I know around here they wear a lot of jeans, and you can wear jeans, you can dress jeans up or you can dress them down. You can look cute in them, they can be sexy, they can, you can wear them going to the club or you can wear them going to the store. But because I think it's just a natural thing for the South that people like jeans. Even when it's hot, I love wearing jeans because they're more comfortable, and I can match them with anything. A pair of cute high-heel shoes. So I thought jeans and nice shirts, jewelry. I have plenty of jewelry because those are things that I like, and I know that's what, you know, and it's not really about me, but I get the compliments for other women, not necessarily always plus-size women, you know, to see, you know, the outfits that I put together and wear the dresses and stuff. So I thought I would come up with the concept of actually putting together an online store, which is not a great concept. I mean, it's not a new, innovative. But what makes my online store different from other people is the idea that the prices of my items. And not only that, I also have wigs. I am a wig fanatic. I will say this, and I mean it. I am a wig fanatic. I love wigs. I'm addicted to wigs. And what it is my wig prices, because I'm always on the internet researching where I can find some nice, real nice wigs at a nice price. And I found this company that I get my wigs from that have very good prices on them. And my wig prices mainly go from $15 to $40. That is not something you see all the time. And the type of wigs that I have has a lot to do with it too, because everybody, I can look at myself and tell you what I can wear because I know what type of wigs fit me, but other people can't. So I came up with the concept to keep my wigs where people can afford them. I'm not going to get too much into the weave, maybe the quick weaves, yes, but not the wig packaging, the hair that's in packaging. I'm not going to gear too much toward that. I'll probably have some, but it's not really something that I'm really going to really push that much. Basically, I want to push the ideal that women that are plus size have a place to shop that's comfortable. If they don't like leaving home, stuff is, you know, sent to them. You know, they don't have to. I love doing that. And I was just saying something that I love doing to kind of pass it along to other people. Because like, oh, I've never seen that shirt before. No, you won't, because I ordered it online. So a lot of stuff, people don't even go to the computer and learn stuff or find out about stuff. So I came up with the concept that I would fix up a part of my portable building. Great ideal to get is a portable building. Promise you, I love mine. I got a 12 by 24, and it is huge. It's like a little house. And I'm working on fixing up one side of it, and it's going to actually be my shop. So when I do my YouTube videos, I will be in my quote-unquote shop. So they're also going to be a part of the sponsorship. I went into all of that just to say that that's also going to be part of the sponsorship that I want to do for my business. I mean, for this event that's happening. Now, the problem that I'm stumped on right now is, and I'm in the process of trying to find it. I have my business cards, but I need a picture to put on a T-shirt with the names and everything on it. I found my new logo for Hugs Around the Hearts Corporation, but I'm trying to find a logo for my business, Trendies, which I didn't think would be so hard because I've always been able to go on, try iStockPhotos.com. I've always been able to go on there and find anything I want, but I've been hitting a brick wall, and I guess because of what I want in my mind, I'm not seeing it. It's not connecting, which is very unusual for me. I guess because I got my head in so many things. And also this part of making my flyers, too, is trying to get my flyers out. And always make sure you have all your information out on time. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't push it to the radio stations. Because I want them to hear something through word of mouth. I'm not going to, it's not about a big production for the radio stations to be involved. This is mainly for the community. And I know that sounds kind of like, okay. And it's because the artists that are coming to perform, they don't really want the radio stations involved because of the ideal. They're new artists, and a lot of them just don't think the radio stations take them serious or don't think that they have talent. So that's the reason why we're not doing the announcement to the radio stations. We're just doing this to have a good time, and maybe something will come out of it, maybe something won't. It doesn't matter. We just want to do it. And sometimes you need to do that. You need to, you know, do stuff right off the bat just to see what will happen next. So we're not announcing it like a big thing. We're just giving out flyers, and that's as far as it goes. And like I said, I want everybody to have a T-shirt that's part of the quote-unquote crew to wear. So I was trying to look for it because I can design my own T-shirts. I don't have a problem with that. I was just trying to find something that I can put together for my T-shirts. A logo, the other stuff I can do, I just need to find a logo for the T-shirts. So I'm looking high and low for that. I'm hoping I can find something that will catch my eye and I can go ahead and knock it out and get them done. Which is, oh gosh, I'm hoping I can do this. So I've been very busy. It's like I'm living, eating, and sleeping on my computer, just trying to make sure I have everything like I want it, because I'll be so frustrated if I don't. So I'm like, I eat at my computer, I do everything on my computer, because I want this to do right. I want it to come into play real well. So that's where I'm talking about my business. I will be announcing my business more often on my radio show simply because I need to. And I want to get a lot of people involved in, you know, purchasing items off of my webpage. It's exciting for me because not only because I have done my own business before, but this one is doing me a little different than the other ones did. This one is taking me to I just feel like once I get into it, it's going to, like, kick off, and I'm going to be like, what? I cannot believe all of this is happening at one time. And you need a support system, but to me, I'm my own support. I'm my own cheerleader. I don't need a lot of people saying, yeah, you can do it. I can say that to myself. I mean, I don't want to sound antisocial, but I do have close friends that are always encouraging me to do what I want. And I encourage them also. So it's like, to me, this whole thing has taken me somewhere else. And like I said before, I've done businesses before on my own, and I just did them, do them. And I'm fine with it, just to challenge myself. Well, this is no longer a challenging situation. This is something I really want to do. I know I can do it. I got the potential. I got the smarts. I got the resources. I can do this. So I'm kind of trying not to get so involved with a lot of other stuff, but I still have to have that part of my life going on. But I need this. I need this as a steady income coming in for me. That's what I want for me. So that's why I'm so obsessed with making sure everything is in place. I'm building my website now, which is killing me. I had to stop. I was up at 1:30 last night. It was killing me because it was certain parts that I could not do that I know how to do it if I could just put it in my mind right. And I couldn't focus last night, so I had to get up off the computer. I was like, that's enough. Let me get up. And I wound up laying down and going to sleep and waking up the next morning because it was like killing me. I got to get away from it. Because sometimes you have to walk away from because it will get to you. Okay, so as you can see, I put the whole story together where I'm telling you what I'm doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it, and the things that you need to do to make sure everything is in line and that you get the information out to the community. I mean, like I said, it's not about the radio stations coming up, showing up, and saying something off the, you know, I'm not trying to get nobody's attention in that way. I just want the local people to know that we're doing it. And from what I'm hearing, my son got the information out, and it's already going to be people in the park, so that won't be a problem. Hopefully, okay. These new computers just drive me nuts. Because it knocks me off where I need to be. I knew it was going to do that. There we go. So, when we come back, we will further discuss more about this event that's coming up, and we will also discuss some other stuff. We'll find something else to talk. That's why I said I will surprise you. I'm finding stuff to talk about. It's not like I'm bored or that I ran out of stuff to talk. It's just like I wanted every now and then for us to have a good conversation, just down heart conversation, which, you know, sounds great to me. Okay, so let's get you some music in here. Let's see what I can find you to play. That will sound delicious. Go back. Let's see if I can find a good song. You guys, if you only knew. I haven't forgot about my book. I've got a couple of books I'm trying to get out also. You see how busy I stay? I stay as busy as possible. Sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes I can get into stuff that takes a lot of time. Let's see. Let's try this. Little old brownstone. Thank you. Okay, that was a little brownstone there. Now, we are back. This is Blog Talk Radio, Lady Chocolate Lady 64. And you know what I haven't been doing lately? I haven't been giving you my number to call me by so that you can call in or, you know, have something, a question or two. It's 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. Now, also, we need to keep in mind when we're doing these type of events that we are doing this for the community. In a sense, excuse me, some people might think you're showboating. I'm not. I just want to test and see if I can do it. That's just me. I'm always challenging myself some kind of way. And I just want to see if I can actually make it happen. And I'm loving every minute of it, every way. I mean, any way that I can do stuff, I want to be able to do that. I want to make things happen. And if I can do this, and you know what they say, don't use the word F. F is automatically a word of doubt. When I do this, I am hoping that it will make a difference in the community, that everyone knows that we are here to help them as much as possible. Whatever services that we do provide, we're able to do that. And see, I have to go through all that all over again in order for me to advertise my my organization. What we're about, how we can do it, you know. And like I said, we're basically going to be sponsoring a lot of kids that have talent. I have a niece that can sing, you know. And if we can get them in competitions, if we can, you know, get them part of different avenues to get their talent out there, that's what we're going to do. That's what I want to do. My thing is with my nonprofit, are going to be nonprofit. I want to be able to the kids to connect with the right people, and it's not a cost. I'm not charging anybody anything. I just want them to be able to connect. What I do, because I'm on the computer all the time, I'm researching different things people can do. Contests, a talent contest. Matter of fact, they have one coming up, and it's called Soul Search. I think it's in Atlanta. I'm not for sure. Yeah, I think it's in Atlanta. It's called Soul Search. And I forgot the guy's name who's doing it. I just so happened was going through the computer, and I found that, which would be great for someone who can sing to get invited, I mean, to actually participate or even go and do the audition. Now, when they go to that point, I would even mind to take the time out to probably like put some money aside for them to go to the event and actually audition and probably pay their way back. But other than that, I mean, those are the little things that I think our nonprofit can do for local talent. And I'm going to push that as much as I can in the process of running everything else that I do, of being part of everything else I'm part of. It's hard sometimes because you want every I dotted and every T crossed so that you're not doing anything you're not supposed to. So you have to keep that in mind whenever you are doing stuff like this or getting the attention of others, is to make sure that, you know, nobody's like, what is she doing that for? Is there a purpose behind what she's trying to do? When really there isn't a purpose. You just want to do something good for someone. Being the person that I am, I don't mind helping people. I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind coming out of my pocket. I'm not no rich person. I'm far from rich. But I don't mind helping people because I know my blessings come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. So I don't, you know, I don't look for anything to come back in my hands, you know. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. I just want, if I need help with something and you have the resources, that you share them. Because whenever I have resources, I share them. I don't hold them onto myself. I don't mind giving them to other people that can use them. With that said, I'm hoping that I can be able to push, promote my business, promote my radio show, you know, just have all that stuff out there so that everybody knows, okay, this is what she does. I'm connected to her. I can do this. I have people that contact me through Twitter. I have a Facebook page. And I guess you're saying, golly, here she goes again with all these lists of things that she's connected to. But I'm glad I do, because I get comments and all the time, and I'm able to answer questions people ask me all the time. So I know it's important for us to keep our name out there to make sure we have, because lots of times, believe it or not, people have information that you can get, and that's why it's so important to be able to network. You'd be surprised the information people have that you can gather if you just have a conversation with somebody. Just by me being on Facebook, I've learned this, that I've connected with some real nice people. As a matter of fact, a couple of them I was supposed to interview, but I haven't connected with them yet in the sense that I need to call them back to set up an interview so that I can get them on my show and also help them set up a Blog Talk Radio show, which they're not familiar with. And because I know what they talk about and what their position is, I told them they would make great candidates for their own Blog Talk Radio show, and he's got the great connect, so he wouldn't have a problem with doing it. That's the connections, and that's the kind of networking I like. And also, he just started his own theater. He's got his own LLC business, and I think it's with theater. So, I mean, those are the things that, oh, man, it's so amazing how if you network right, you get the right information. I mean, that would be perfect for me to probably send somebody to Florida to audition for one of his plays at his theater. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important to have the connections that you have with people. And you're probably saying, golly, this chick is very, very, very busy. And I am. I like the idea that I'm busy like that. I really, really do. I can't remember all my call names. let's see. If by any chance that you want to contact me with any information, if it's anything that you really, really, really need to know, or if you just want to talk or leave a comment, you know you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio. You can always leave me a message on there. You can catch me if you want to talk about my store. You can catch me on uniquelychic@gmail.com, my online store, if you're interested in any of my items and stuff. Because like I said, I'm still in the process of moving it from one website to another. My regular email address, as you know, is chocolatebun59@hotmail. You have sensible64@yahoo. I'm not for sure what my name is on Twitter, because I don't get on Twitter as often as I need to. I think it's chocolatelady64. I think that's what it is. My Facebook is Salita McCall. As you know, Blog Talk Radio is chocolatelady64. On there. Oh, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I also have a Black Planet page, which I don't get on that often. I can't remember what my name. Oh, I know what it is on there. Black Planet is Benny64. You can get on there and check me out on there. That's why I said I'm just all over the computer, and some of them I just cannot remember. As far as my organization goes, I haven't finished uploading everything into my web page for my organization, which is Hugs Around the Hearts. www.webs.com, which is a free website, okay? I haven't put everything on that one yet. I think I've talked about this event before on there, so I'm trying to move stuff around. If you want to call me about my store, my online store, I'm going back to that again. Like I said, you can email me at uniquelychic@gmail.com. Once I get the store up and running, if you want to contact me, you can always call at 1-800-935. I want to make sure I'm giving you the correct number because sometimes I remember numbers differently. It goes with the Alzheimer's. Let me quit saying that. I don't have Alzheimer's. That's a bad thing to say I have. let's see. I have everything written down. If you want to contact me on my my 800 number is 800-945-7644. 1-800-945-7644. If you want to talk to me on any subject, but majority of the time that is my number for my my business. I don't mind you calling that number, and please leave a message so that I'll, you know, I can contact you, get back with you. Those are the things, basically, that I wanted to get out this week to you guys. I'll be back next week, hopefully, with no interruptions, and we'll talk more on this subject. I can tell you how far my progress has gone, how to see if I've gotten everything I need. I've made things happen that I need to make happen. I can say this, God is good. He makes, when you think that you're down in the trenches, he's always there to shine that light to tell you, okay, come this way. So it feels good in the midst of all the bad stuff that happens. So I'm feeling good about this whole thing. I'm praying that everything works out the way that we want it to, and make sure that I know how important it is. And how special this can be for me and the community. The community comes first, okay? And how I need to make sure I'm doing the right thing when I'm doing stuff like that. That's very, very important. And that is not a selfish type thing and an arrogant and cocky type thing. It's more of, to me, I call them challenges. I love challenging myself. Always have been that type of person. If I can't challenge anybody else, I can challenge myself to see how far I can push myself. And so far, I think I've done a very good job with pushing myself to make sure that I can make little things happen. They don't have to be major things. They can be little things. And that's what I've done. And I'm encouraging anybody who feels that they can do that, do it. Just do it. Don't sit up and mope and sit around and just do it. Put it together and do it. Make a plan and make it happen. That's all. That's all you have to do. Put a plan together and make it happen. And deal with the kinks as you go. Deal with the setbacks as you go. Because I almost gave up. I was telling my son, you know what, I'm not dealing with it. I'm done with it. And then something, me and him talked, and it's like, Mom, let's do this. We said we're going to do it. Let's do it. So it's good to have somebody to say, you know, hey, don't give up. Go ahead and make it happen. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's funny because people think, you know, we live in a country. And how in the world do we need to know what's going on in town? This is very important because it's part of, I have family that live there. So I'm connected to it regardless. I go in and out. I shop there. I mean, I do a lot of stuff in that area. So it's connected to me in that sense. And plus, I mean, I have to. It's part of my culture. It's part of my community. It's part of everything that I am. So it's good to be involved. I just want to say, again, I want to thank everyone out there who listens. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys next week about this time. I'm going to again tell you the ways that you can contact me. You can get me on Facebook at Salita McCall. You can email me at the following email addresses if you you want to talk about my business, the store, online store for plus size women. It's called Uniquely is UNEEKLY chic at gmail.com. You have ChocolateBun59 at Hotmail, Sensible64 at Yahoo.com. You have Blog Talk Radio, as you know, ChocolateLady64, and you have BlackPlanetBenny64. So those are the areas that you can contact me and leave me a question, comment, whatever. I'm here for you guys anytime. If I have an answer to anything that you, if you ask me a question, I'll give you an answer as soon as I can. I try not to forget. If I go through everything and look, I can get your messages. And I'm going to start trying to get more organized because that's a problem of mine. I'm not organized enough. I have to get down to the right down to the last period to get organized. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I want to say I'm hoping everyone will have a rest of the week, a great one. I'm hoping you have a great weekend. I'm hoping the weather be great for you guys, that you can get out and enjoy your family and friends, get a little shopping in. It'll work. I promise you women out there. Just enjoy life. And I say this because there's so many people that just, God is calling them home. God is calling them home. And he doesn't want us to be down here worrying and moping around and being depressed. I can say that because I've suffered from that. He wants us to live. And while you're living, give. Give back to whoever you have to give back to, your community, your home, whatever. Give and enjoy what you have. And share with others. And that's the biggest thing, share. Share information, share knowledge, whatever. Share. Don't all hold it to yourself. Give it to others. So, with that being said, I am going to sound off, okay? This has been Blog Talk. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I am sounding off. And have a nice week, and I will see you guys. I will hear from you guys next week. Good night. Bye-bye.